Now, the cliffhanger in Pretoria, South Africa, for accused murderer Oscar Pistorius. After 4 days of hearings and a long, meandering statement from the magistrate judge, bail was granted. Here's Magistrate Desmond Nair making the announcement.
I come to the conclusion that the accused has made a case to be released on bail.
You can hear the reaction there from Oscar Pistorius and his family in the courtroom. Bail granted, but this is just the beginning of a criminal justice process that will be watched by the entire world. It's a clash between the culture of violence in South Africa, the culture of celebrity in professional sports, and the troubled criminal justice system in South Africa struggling to deal with a trial that has captured the attention of the entire world. Joining me now, journalist, longtime contributor to the PBS NewsHour and NPR, Charlene Hunter-Galt, who spent more than a decade as a foreign correspondent based in South Africa. Charlene, welcome.
Thank you so much, John. It's nice to be with you.
What's your sense of the reaction and what's on trial here besides Oscar Pistorius in South Africa?
Well, I think the African National Congress's Women's League, that is the ruling party's group of women, the women's organization, has been protesting since this trial started, accusing, saying that there was special treatment for Oscar Pistorius because he was held in a cell and not in prison as so many other people with the same kinds of charges, and they are very keen to highlight the cases of domestic violence in the country. I mean, femicide, which is the murder of an intimate partner, is according to the well-respected Medical Research Council, 5 times higher than the global average. So however this case turns out, right now it is shining a spotlight on a horrendous situation in the country.
So you've got the celebrity elements there of Oscar Pistorius. You've got this longstanding problem of violence against women in South Africa. How does the criminal justice system stack up? There was much criticism of it in Magistrate Desmond Nair's announcement today.
Well, actually, you know, in the past, there's been a lot of criticism because 9 out of 10 judges in the criminal justice system are men, and a large percentage of the cases of rape, I mean, rape is not even classified. It's classified as a sexual crime, but it is not specifically classified in South Africa. But when those cases have been heard, 1 out of 10 of the accused are convicted, and 1 out of 20 of the rape cases are convicted. And then the sentences are half the maximum for fraud, for example, so that there's a real concern that the culture of male chauvinism in the country pervades the criminal justice system and doesn't guarantee justice for women.
I don't normally go with this kind of information, but apparently there's a report out there that the judge in this case, Desmond Nair, who will not be the trial judge, did a Google search of Judge Ito in the OJ case, which raises the issue of, are there parallels of both the good and bad, the sort of racial tension and the criminal justice problems that associated that case in the United States with what's going on in South Africa, do you think?
That's a hard one. I mean, friends of mine who've been discussing this case, I think it's just about everyone else who's been seized with it, have made that comparison. But, you know, the criminal justice system in South Africa is quite different. For example, there are no jury trials. You have only judges, and that goes back to the apartheid era. So I think it's very difficult. On the other hand, what is very clear about South Africa is that sports, there's an intense love of sports in the country. I mean, I think that fairly clear that the love of sports hastened the demise of apartheid, that is the whites-only rule in the country that ended in 1994 when Nelson Mandela came to power with the African National Congress. But this intense love of sports, it permeates the entire society, and even where race still remains an issue, people managed to get beyond that, for example, in the 2010 World Cup.
Indeed. Charlene Hunter-Galt reminding us of the history and the powerful issues in play in the Oscar Pistorius trial. Oscar Pistorius granted bail in a long hearing this morning. Charlene, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Charlene Hunter-Galt is a longtime contributor to the PBS NewsHour and NPR, longtime foreign correspondent based in South Africa.